The football field is where he excels. One of the top tight ends in the NFL. A Pro Bowl MVP who is having the best season of his professional career. And the go-to target for quarterback Sam Bradford. But Kyle Rudolph feels just as comfortable on another playing field, the basketball court.
It's always fun, and you know, basketball is a game where you can just pick it up and play a game of horse or play a game of pig, and it's a way to compete and show off your skills.
Even though he's a star on the gridiron, back in his prep days, Rudolph was quite the player on the hardwood. He was a Conference Player of the Year three times and All Southwest Ohio in 2007. He's currently the second leading scorer in school history and the program's all-time rebounding leader.
You know, I played like the three or four. You know, we didn't really have a big man. You know, I was one of the tallest kids on my high school team, but, you know, I didn't play in the post a whole lot. You know, I occasionally would run to the post, but, you know, I love to run around and play like the three or four, and, you know, that's what I was going to have to play. You know, being 6'6", you don't really have a whole lot of business being in the paint, so running around, trying to shoot it a little bit is a lot of fun.
While his basketball skills are far better than most, they aren't quite up to the standards of the reigning NBA Rookie of the Year. Timberwolves star Karl Anthony Towns and Rudolph got together last week at Target Center to play a little basketball for a promotional campaign to promote Kyle and his quest for a Pro Bowl berth this season.
After seeing that, you either stick to football or let me help you.
I appreciate it. Guys, I'm here with Karl Anthony Towns, the Minnesota Timberwolves, and today I'm going pro in basketball.
He's going pro. I've been pro.
More than a pro. Karl wants to get his rebounding practice in.
Let's go home. Should have went in, but it didn't.
I got the best coach in the business.
There we go. See, you're lucky. We do this at end of work.
There he is. I don't even know if I can take off from the dashes.
Hey, there we go.
Off the scoreboard, off the wall. Nothing been there.
Cash.
Cash! Let's go! Cash!
There it is!
First one of three wins.
Oh. I think that's gonna be my only chance today. Man down, man down. Oh.
Hey!
Rookie of the year.
They call me Roy. Ma, what you cooking?
Karl, I appreciate you having me out here today. I had a lot of fun. Now we're back here on the bench where I probably belong.
Make sure you go vote Kyle Rudolph, tight end for the Minnesota Vikings, for this year's Pro Bowl. And maybe you'll see him on the Timberwolves after.
Rudolph quickly proved to his friend and one of the NBA's top rising stars that his game is up to the challenge. And even after all these years, he still has some basketball skills left in him.
I think he showed, you know, obviously we all know he's an elite athlete. And then put that with, he has a pretty good jump shot for a person of his size, especially. So, you know, it was awesome just to see him have fun. You know, that's the biggest thing. You know, we always try to give back. And it's humbling, you know, when you have someone who's as big as Kyle Rudolph and really respects what I do. And I always respected what he does.
It was awesome to come out here and have the opportunity. You know, I grew up playing basketball and I'm a huge basketball fan, so having a dream of one day playing in the NBA and to be able to come out here and wear an NBA jersey, play in an NBA arena with the reigning Rookie of the Year and a former Kentucky Wildcat was pretty cool.
It may not be the familiar grass from a football field, but Kyle Rudolph feels plenty comfortable with a basketball in his hand on the hardwood. The six-year veteran is having the best season of his NFL career and continues to be one of the Vikings' top offensive targets. But on this day, the tight end was connecting from downtown on the basketball court.
Being able to, you know, play a little bit, whether it was the game of pig or our, you know, 50-75% game of one-on-one, sitting in the stands, hanging out, all that stuff was a blast for me.